One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Hey, baby! We're gonna be here all day! We're gonna be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party!
Welcome back to the Way Back. I am Ryan Sickler. RyanSickler.com. Ryan Sickler on all your social media. I am very excited to have this guest on the seat today, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome Hannah Dickinson. Welcome to the Way Back, Hannah Dickinson.
Wow, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You know I'm a big fan of yours, and I love having you on the shows. So
ditto.
Before we get into everything, please promote yourself, whatever you'd like.
At Hans Dickey on Instagram, HannahDickinson.com for dates, and that's it.
Listen to me. If you really want to watch somebody funny on social media, this lady right here is the shit.
So nice.
Well, it's the truth. So let's talk about you. So you said you guys had a station wagon with the Way Back.
Yeah, when I lived in New Orleans since I was three to second grade.
Okay.
And we had a Volkswagen with the seats that folded up in the back facing
the Volkswagen wagon.
Yeah, and I hated those seats. Yes,
that white one down there in the middle.
You know, it was
like that style.
It was a Volvo. So I guess it wasn't a Volkswagen, but they faced the back.
Yeah.
So it was more like it was that green one.
Yeah, this guy. I remember that station wagon. That was a popular one right there.
I think that was ours. We had a green station wagon.
And you would sit facing out the back in that too.
And it was always the kids who had to get in the back because it's the smallest area. Yeah. But I was like very scared because you're right against the window.
Yeah.
So when cars were coming, you're like, like every time. I hated it. And the AC never got to the back. So it was always hot in these seats.
That's a good point. Maybe that is where a lot of our anxiety comes from, sitting in that back seat and watching people skid right up to our face.
Yeah. Like, sorry. But the fun thing we used to do going home from school is my brother and these kids that our mom used to babysit, we would save all our lunch food and we'd throw it out the window at other cars. So that was, you know, the station wagon. But then we got in trouble because we used carrots and then it like hit someone's windshield really hard. And
did they pull up to you and stuff?
Yeah, they did. So yeah.
They pulled up.
Imagine having kids.
Do you remember it though?
Yeah.
Do you remember what were they doing?
They were just yelling at us all the time because we're kids. Like, we would save our lunch, so we wouldn't eat our lunch, and we'd save it till we
just the bomb cars.
Just the bomb cars. And at first, my mom didn't care because my mom was like, "Whatever." There were three boys and a girl, which is me, who's a terrorist. So we would throw our lunch food and my mom wouldn't care. And then one time we threw carrots and it hit a window so hard. And the guy was like, "I thought you cracked my window. You're going to cause a car accident."
This is even funnier to me because it's not like this guy whipped up next to your mom like, "Your kids are throwing shit." She's like, "What?" She knew you guys.
She knew. Yeah. She just didn't care. She, my mom worked all day and then she had to pick up kids. So she's like, "Whatever's going to keep you away from me." The fact that we weren't throwing the food at her, she was like, "Just let it fly." So we were just throwing food out the window.
So you have one brother?
One brother.
An older brother.
Yeah.
And did you guys get along or were you like cat and mouse? How were you guys?
We get along now because he's married to my friend.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He married one of your friends from like childhood?
From college, my sorority sister. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's got to be nice to you.
Exactly. Yeah. He can't be mean to me now.
Yeah, he can't, no.
Yeah, he's friends with half my friends now, so he can't really talk shit. Plus, if they want to hang out with me, now we all hang out. But growing up, we weren't I don't want to say we weren't not friends, but he was 3 years older, and he just...
3 years is a big difference, you think about it, because he's already going into middle school when you're still in elementary school, high school when you're already in middle school, probably just getting... Were you a freshman when he was a senior?
Yeah, exactly.
I was my younger brother, too. Now, was that advantageous, or was that nah? Like, did you have protection, or were you
No, he wouldn't say hi to me in the hallways. Yeah, we weren't friends.
Just dawned on you.
We weren't friends. He made me ride in the back seat to school. Like an Uber driver.
Wait, when he drove?
Yeah. He'd be like, get in the back.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. So not every day, but some days he'd be like, all right, get in the back. So, yeah, I don't know why. I was like, we were kind of friends. We were not friends at all. But he used to do this thing in middle school where whenever he'd take a big shit, he would love for me to smell it. So he'd be like, Hannah, come in here. I need your help. And the first few times I'd fall for it. And then he'd lock me in the bathroom. And then one time I was like, I've had enough. I'm not falling for it. And he pinned me down on the ground and opened his butt cheeks and farted in my face.
No.
And that, I can still taste it. You know what I mean? It's like... And he hates that story. I got drunk.
He hates it. It happened to you, but he hates it.
Yeah,
shit in your mouth, but he hates the story.
I told his friends in college because I went to visit him and I got really drunk.
Oh, God damn.
And he was so embarrassed. And I was like, I can still taste the poop.
Farted in your mouth and you still remember. That's one of those things that's never going away.
Never going away.
Forever.
And that's, yeah, so I guess to answer your question, no, we were not.
Did you ever get him back? Did you ever do anything back? Were you like, did you play pranks or anything like that?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
No.
You never got him in trouble or?
Not really. I would do his homework in high school and he'd pay me.
What?
Yeah. He'd pay me to do his marketing homework.
Nah.
Yeah.
Like, why? Was he just not good at it or just didn't feel like doing it?
Didn't feel like doing it.
And he needed a grade and you were, how much did he pay you?
Like $10.
And would you do it good or would you fuck it up?
No, I'd do it good because I was a perfectionist. So I'd be like, oh, I really want to get a good grade.
But also, you're taking older class. You're taking accelerated marketing. Classes.
It's marketing.
Yeah, but still.
That's not a real class.
Listen, we're in an industry where these idiots in marketing still know how to fucking do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me.
It was like making, you know, a poster board or something, and then he'd pay me $10 and I'd do it. But I was a better student than he was, so I have that on him.
So you were a good student?
Straight A.
Straight A the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight A's all through high school?
All through high school. And were you like a good kid in high school? What were you like in high school? Just because you got good grades. I know a lot of girls that got straight A's and were straight hoes. You know what I'm saying?
No, I was in a hotel college.
Did you still get straight A's though?
In college?
Yeah.
No.
Straight D's.
Yeah. I failed ceramics in college.
How? You just didn't go? You had to be. You had to be.
Well, and my projects suck. Like, my nickname in college is Bad Hand Job Hannah because I wore rings.
Because I wore rings.
And I went to college and I'd never given a hand job before and I'm wearing all this jewelry and then I'm faced with this challenge. To make a dick hard for the first time in my life.
And you're ringed up.
I'm like this. Wearing brass knuckles to a penis. And just shredding that shit.
Oh, God.
And it was a guy on the floor below me. This is freshman year. And I was like, the next day, like, hey guys, what's up? They're like, what up? BHJH, bad hand job. How do you say that?
BHJH.
Bad.
BHJH, right? Bad hand job, Hannah.
Yeah, exactly. I can't even. And I was like, I didn't get it at first. And they were like, you don't remember what you did last night? And I was like, I still did not register with me.
You're just like holding your hand up to your head and there's blood all over your ring. And you're like, I can't, for the life of me, I don't remember.
Yeah, I was like, man,
just dick skin, foreskins. You tore that dude's dick off.
And yeah.
See, that's how horny we are, though. When we're young, like, we will let you cheese grate it and shred it just to get anything. He never stopped you, did he?
He didn't stop me. He didn't say anything. Yeah. So I'm a rookie here. Like, what am I supposed to do? I didn't know what I was doing. And this man didn't
say. Did you raw dog it or did you use lotion?
Of course I raw dog it.
God, that guy's dick
but
might
I guess
never
the
work.
Blood helps.
The blood helps.
Lubed it up.
Oh, shit.
To this day, when I just don't give hand jobs. I'm just like, I'll use any other part of my body, but my hands are just.
They're off limits.
Off limits. Because I'm, it's scarring when you have a nickname like that.
It's scarring for him too, I'm sure. Scarring for everyone involved, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'd also be funny if your rings were 14 karat gold and had the green streaks on his dick too. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It tripped me out the first time the girls showed me that. They're like, you know, if you take this, you put it on your cheek. I'm like, what the fuck just happened to you? That's how I learned that shit.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
it was,
God,
it
Hannah.
Was silver.
Were
so.
You devastated when you like they called you like bad hand job? Like, did you want to?
I just told you I was a perfectionist. Of course I was devastated.
Yeah. So you went out to prove you were not a bad hand job, man.
I didn't to this day I'm just hand jobs are not my thing. It's like I'm bobbing for apples
one and
down
done.
There. Yeah. I'm just like, fuck it. I'm not using
I'll
my hands.
I'll do anything you want, but I'm yeah. not touching it with my hands.
I'll use my elbow. I'm like, nowhere where there's jewelry.
Hannah. Oh god damn, that sucks.
Yeah, and then I failed ceramics, which is also stuff you have to make out of your hands, so I just feel very incompetent when it comes to
okay
yeah
hand things. Not your thing.
Not my thing.
Oh my god.
So
did you see that guy again after that?
He dated my friend. Yeah.
No,
but so she wasn't my friend until after until they were dating for a while.
Did she know what happened?
Uh-huh, yeah,
did she know your nickname too?
Yeah, she knew.
She knew those scars. She's like, oh, Hannah did this?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah. But I was
that
freshman.
Was college.
That
said,
was college.
Right?
That was a freshman year, yeah.
And that was honestly like, not putting you on the spot here, but I mean, that was like your first sexual experience at all.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how that went.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. I feel worse for you than the dude's dick.
Thank you. I do
I really
too.
Do. I do. That's more scarring for you than it is for him. That dick will heal, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be months, but it'll heal.
And he was from the Valley, so he definitely had sexual
that dick's
experience.
Been shredded.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
that dick's been shredded.
I'm coming from Virginia. I didn't have highlights at this point. I was just, I don't know. I wore bottom eyeliner. You know, I wasn't on antidepressants yet. There were a lot of things in my life that I hadn't figured out. So that,
well, I mean, it sounds like you got a little bit of that aggression out on that dick. You know what I mean? Maybe it was helpful.
Yeah, I thought I was killing it, but I guess I
you
was.
You were killing it. You were killing it.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so high school, did you choose to be like, I'm not going to mess with boys or anything? Or is it something that just sort of happened? Or were you scared? You know, you got an older brother. Nobody, he's not going to let anybody touch you. Like, what was?
It was one of those things where there were no guys really trying. So I was like, I'm going to save myself. And my friends are very religious. So I was kind of in this religious circle. But there was no guy peer pressuring me to do anything.
Were there guys that were interested, though? Like homecoming
no.
or prom or nothing?
No.
Nah. You
no,
didn't go to
really.
Homecoming?
I went to homecoming 1 year.
With a guy?
Yeah, with a guy, but a friend.
I only asked like that because my senior year, I had a girlfriend at the time, but my brothers and friends, they went together as a guy group. They didn't want to take a date. They're like, I don't want to buy a corsage and do all that. But like, because we had done the homecomings and shit, and they were over it.
Yeah, we mostly went as girl groups, and then I went to one homecoming with a date and one prom with a date, but they were friends. They were guy friends.
Guy friends.
Because some of my girlfriends had boyfriends, so they brought their boyfriends, and then I got the leftover guy from the group. So, but no, I just, there weren't guys interested. I don't mean it like sad.
Yeah.
They just weren't interested.
Well, our guys are so weird in high school, or weird forever. But
I was also very into my studies. I was captain of the dance team. I was on track. I was in National Honor Society.
Oh,
like,
hell yeah.
I was really into getting into a good college. So I didn't care about boys. Actually, I did like a ginger, but he did not like me back.
This motherfucker. How's that feel?
Tough. It still sticks with me.
But wait, so you said a lot of your friends were religious, but if there were a boy that were interested and you were interested back, would you have dated? Do you think you would have been intimate, or were you just like, nah, that's not for me at all?
You know what I didn't understand when I got to college and everyone had had sex? I was like, where? My mom was
where?
Up my ass.
In that station wagon, yeah. In the back of that wagon's where?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
But even when my mom was working, because my mom started working pretty full time when I was a sophomore in high school, she was always on my ass. So I was like, there was never a time where I could just be gone out of the house and my mom wasn't sure that parents were home at wherever I was. Right. You know, like
she would call and check like a responsible parent. Let me talk to Amy's mom.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course.
So when people were like, oh, I'm having sex, I didn't understand. There was a girl in my high school who had 3 abortions. And I only say this because, well, I guess I didn't need to say that, but I didn't mean it as like a judgment, you know, like no judgment. But it always shocked me because I'm like, how did you have sex 3 times, let alone 3 abortions? Like, I guess that's a very privileged thing to say because my mom was like around and stuff and my parents were very involved.
Well, that's it, right? Yeah. I was the house that didn't have parents, me and my 2 brothers. So I don't have the numbers, but I'm certain people lost their virginity in that place. I'm sure they did. It was only, you know, I've gone to go to bed and I'm like, there's a guy and a girl in my bed. I'm like, can you get the fuck out of my bed so I can go to sleep? And I don't know who that girl is. You know what I mean?
That's wild.
Yeah. So that's probably the places there people like that are finding, or cars. And but your friends are religious, so you had mentioned, we talked before this and you said you went to Jesus camp.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, did your parents send you? Said no, you wanted to go and it was the opposite.
Yeah, because my friends were in this I was about to call it a cult, but that's not what it is. It's this religious group called Young Life.
Go ahead.
And every week they had meetings and I would go sometimes. So they're like, you have to come. It's so fun. I was just peer pressured that way.
Into God. Not away from it.
Yeah. Like most people are like, oh, try drinking, you know, try pot. My friends were like, come try Jesus, you know. And I went to Young Life a couple times and then they were like, come to camp. It's so fun. And it was
So it's like a what? Just like a church you go to meet at or something locally?
Or someone's house.
Oh, okay.
So you play games.
Oh, I didn't realize. Okay, so
and then
it's
it
not
ends
always
in a prayer.
Okay.
So it's that's
what
how they
get
you. What
games are you playing? Religious games?
Or? No, like Jimmy Fallon games.
Okay,
you know, like Pictionary or like, but like Dizzy Bat. You know, just silly games. And I was
it
gonna.
It ends with a prayer.
It ends with a prayer. So they kind of sneak it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God is always in the room, mm-hmm. but it's not talked about to the last 15 minutes.
Got it.
And they said, come to camp. It's not religious at all. That's what I was told. It's the food is great, and that's what sold me.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, the food is phenomenal. There was a lake you could do. there was parasailing, sailing. You did.
Where do you go? Out of state or?
It was, I want to say it was in Virginia, but it might have been in Ohio.
What was it called?
Young Life.
So wait, you go to this camp? It's on the water?
It's on the water. Yeah, it's, they have slides into the water. You have, it was.
It's just like hundreds of people there too?
Yeah, and it's kids.
Oh, hell, look at this.
Yeah, you get to go tubing.
Look at this. You can tube for Jesus right here. This is all for
yeah,
Jesus.
Exactly.
Kayak for Jesus. It's wakeboard
see, it
for
doesn't
Jesus.
Look religious at all, right?
Listen, it doesn't, but that font, that facilities looks a little Christy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The looks T a does Jesus. Have a it's got that cross
little,
on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Looks a little, yeah. Crucifixy.
Yeah, and the
check it out. What do they drop the religion at the bottom of the thing too, like at the end of it, like you wakeboard all day and then they're like, bring it in guys, and then they have a prayer.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. So we got there and they were like, okay, we need these four random people, and it was me and these three other people. It was their first time at camp, and they put us on the tube, and that was, and we had a tube in front of everyone at the camp to see who got thrown off first.
How'd you do?
Thrown off first.
You did?
Yeah.
Should have had those rings on, you know what I'm saying?
Death grip, I know. Yeah.
That was pre-ring.
Pre-ring. I told you, my hands are not my strong suit. I can't hold on to shit. And yeah, you're boating. It's
all this.
All this. And the food is so good.
So my friends are involved in this. My friend's wife is involved in this. And I just had gone out to visit them, and they were at a convention for Young Life. And I never heard of this. I'd never seen it. But I'm saying there were thousands of people from around the world that were counselors or employees of this thing, not even the members. So I can't imagine how big this thing is. So you go the way of Jesus all of high school? Like, when do you say never mind to that?
When I went to USC.
What happened?
And joined a sorority. Yeah. So at camp, every night we had to do like religious ceremonies.
These are all virgins right here, by the
all
way.
All virgins.
So this is an STD-free fucking camp right now.
Yeah.
Till we all get out there.
It's honestly, it kind of reminded me of rehab.
Oh, there's a bit Bible right there.
This was the night ceremonies.
And how long are they?
An hour.
Are you doing that? Were you up there doing any of that stuff?
No.
You weren't chopping wood or?
No, we had to
my
turn
God,
our
these girls are in bikinis and stuff. This would seem difficult for any normal child in their raging hormones to try not to. Do you think people, do they have sex there?
I bet someone did.
Statistically, somebody, two people did.
Yeah.
And it's probably two guys. That's my guess.
I don't know about
that's
it.
That's where my money sits. Yeah.
Yeah, you're so right. Yeah, the hot tubbing.
Is this all you remember all this, huh? Look at him bringing it back.
Yeah. I remember mean, one night we had to
for
watch
the Jesus part. It looks awesome.
It was. That was the thing. But
it
then they'd chime that bell and we'd have to go in and listen to these Jesus chants. And we had to watch Passion of the Christ one night. Yeah.
That's
the
good,
part
that's
where
an
they're carrying the and then we had to go around and like sit in a corner and think about the movie and cry. And I was just like, this is so fucking weird. And my parents had made me watch that movie Jesus Camp before I went because my parents were like, you can go, but we don't want you turning into
being brainwashed.
God. Because this was, I mean,
I've never seen this.
It's like 2007 when I went. Yeah. And, you know.
And was there a lot of that? Any speaking in tongues or people crying
a lot of
Holy Spirit
holding
and
your hands up
and a lot of that stuff?
Turning your chair around to Jesus.
What does that do? What do you mean?
You had to flip it towards Jesus.
The open part?
The open part.
Oh, so you'd start with the thing on your chest and then you turn. Okay, got it.
So that you're.
And now you're opening yourself to Jesus.
And now Jesus is in your life.
All because you turned a fucking chair around.
All because you turned a chair around and you had to do it in front of everyone. And my friends were like, Hannah, turn your chair around. I was like, I can't. I couldn't do it. Because I knew it was a lie. I was like, I don't.
You didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
Really?
I just didn't.
Were you the only person in the whole camp that was like, no?
I was the only person who was new who didn't do it.
other people were not doing it that had been there?
That had been there. And so they were looking at me like, Hannah, turn your chair around, please.
And what would you say?
I just said, I that would be a lie, and that's worse. Isn't that a sin to lie? Because I didn't believe it. So I was like, this
and
is
And they got the Garth Brooks headset, and they're like, Hannah, could you please just, if you could.
They're like, please come up. I was like, I can't
Hannah,
do this.
Turn your chair. And come I on, did. Guys, turn your chair. Turn your a lot of that stuff.
Yes.
Put your hands up for Hannah, guys.
And I was like,
and you didn't do it. You
I
stayed strong.
It.
How long did they like go at you to try to get you to turn the chair?
Probably like 5 minutes.
Damn, yeah. That's a long ass time, man.
Yeah,
five
I know. They were like, "Come on, do it!" And I felt like 5 minutes. It probably was like 10 seconds, but I was like sweating, and I was just like, I was torn because I was like, of course I want to pander, but. If God is real, then turning my chair around to Jesus, if I wasn't ready, would be a lie.
Because you weren't ready to accept
Jesus. I wasn't
ready
to accept
Jesus. That's
what
it really was.
Yeah. So I honestly think I'm more religious now. Not necessarily God and Jesus, but I believe in something.
Spiritual versus religious?
Yes. But that's rehab. Rehab is like adult Jesus camp, kind of.
Listen, I'll say this. I grew up Catholic. I grew up. Communion, confirmation, all of it, right? Baptism, the whole thing, all the way to 12th grade, all the way to high school. Just Sunday school, had to go do it. And then once my like dad died, my grandma was like, I'd really appreciate you guys still going. We're like, fuck. So we did it. But that's what turned me off to Jesus and God and religion is just their message, just the way they are. Then I would go to other friends' churches and I'm like, man, this one seems cooler than, oh, you know what I mean? That yeah. old archaic shit and their fucking kids and everything else.
Yeah.
Like, why do we got to be here? Why?
Did you know it at the time?
Well, I knew it at the time because they made us, they would do these lock-ins, right? Mm-hmm. So they would have them. They would do them at the church and then the bottom where the, we used to CCD classes, you know, catty. My grandmother would say catechism. We used to say Catholic Church Attention. But it was a Sunday school, right? And then they would make you, so when you get older for confirmation, it's baptism, communion, confirmation, you would have to do like, you know, volunteer hours and shit like that. And I'd just say to my like uncle, I'd be like, can I just sign this and say I washed your car, you know, shit like that. And they did this lock-in one night. My friend Anthony Biasell and I are there. And it was this dude, I'll say his first name, it was Robert. And, that dude supposedly got in trouble for inappropriate behavior and was shipped out to Seattle. And he was a weird dude. And one night he came up to Anthony and I at this lock-in. And Anthony and I were friends. We're probably in 9th grade, 10th grade. And he just comes right up to us and we're standing side by side. And he's just like, this is way better than staying home and jerking off on a Thursday or a Friday night, isn't it? And Anthony Biasell and I don't look at each other. We just look at him. And at the same time, we go, no. I had no idea he was going to say it. He had no idea I was going to say it. We were fucking best friends after that. And I'm like, it definitely does not. I'd much rather be home jerking off right now. But he would say shit like that. And so then next thing you know, it's like, hey, he's been replaced. And we're like, eh, that's interesting. So, yeah, I got rid of all that bullshit after. And I'm like, I'm just going to take, you know, the parts I learned and liked and move on with this. And y'all can have that no divorce and all that bullshit, you know.
That's how I felt because gay marriage was against, they were against gay people in 2007, which was crazy. And
Young Life?
Yeah. It was just like, that's a sin. Gay people.
Are they still?
I imagine no because...
Because those people have grown up and had kids, and now these people are coming in.
Yeah.
Just get washed out a little bit.
But my aunt's gay, so I was like, I felt like this weird, turning my back on my family in a weird way if I was for Jesus. Because I was like, well, then I don't believe.
A lot of turns in this, you know what I mean? They're trying to get you to turn all kinds of ways. Turn your back on your family, turn your chest to Jesus. So what happens when you say no? They finally move on, but are you like... Are they disappointed? Like,
Of course.
Are they just guilting the shit out of you?
Yeah. It's like, we want you in heaven with us, but...
Yeah, you ain't making it. That's the other thing that gives me a little peace is that if all this bullshit is real, I've got the documents. You know what I'm saying? I got the baptism, communion, confirmation paperwork. I can just roll right on in.
Shit,
I'm
certified. I don't have that.
I got all that. You know what I'm saying?
I'd
be like, I see y'all. I got it. Didn't believe it the whole time, but believe it or not, I did the work. I put it in up front. You know what I mean? Got it out of the way.
Fuck, now maybe I should go get that.
I got the paperwork in case this shit's real.
I guess I have the receipt to Young Life Camp.
What if they're like, what if for real, this is all real, and they were like, all you had to do was turn that chair around. What if that's it? You know what I'm saying? What if all this shit is that stupid?
It's a good thing I'm cold-blooded, you know, and I like warm temperatures because I guess I'm going to hell. Girl. Yeah. Jesus Camp, they take your phone.
Do they really?
Yeah.
And you can't even contact your parents for how long? The whole time?
A week, yeah.
A whole week?
I'm telling you, it's like rehab. It really is.
It is, huh?
So we weren't allowed to take photos, which is kind of creepy.
No contact with anybody outside of that.
Well, because you want to have full communication with
God.
God.
Yeah.
You need to keep those lines open.
You got to turn that chair around first, you know, so the lines can come through the wood, I guess.
Yeah, mine wouldn't know. So.
I love that you fucking stood the ground like, I ain't doing it.
I was always kind of a rebel that way.
You know what? Now you're making me think about this. I remember a time when at one of these lock-ins where they would go around, they would sing Kumbaya, God. And then he'd keep playing the guitar quiet. And he'd be like, Hannah, go ahead. And he'd be like, I'm thankful for her or whatever, you know. And there was this one older lady who was a chaperone. And I just remember her saying, I'm just so glad my kids aren't retarded. Like she said that. Listen, I swear to fucking God, I'm not making it. She's like, I'm so glad my kids aren't retarded. I'm so glad that everyone in my family is healthy and that we have money and a roof over our head. There's people just looking at this bitch like, what? We allowed to say that? Like, could I go, I'm grateful I'm not retarded. It's fucking crazy. And I was like, she thinks this is nice. You know what I mean? She's like, I'm blessed. I'm like, yeah, fucking God bless you, lady.
I bet people still pray that at night a little bit in the privacy of their own home.
Please don't let my kids be retarded. They're definitely praying. Especially if they know who they really are. You know what I mean? If they're true with themselves, they're definitely praying for that shit.
That is so
I couldn't believe a
wild.
Grown adult said that to her, like a church camp.
Like, and she expects everyone to be like, oh,
yeah
great, me too.
Yeah. Oh, God bless you. God bless you, Katie. Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah.
Oh, my
also,
God.
Also, you meet her kids, you're like, I don't know about that. You know, I don't know. God might have touched that one right there.
Or
you know?
Her to say that out loud.
To say that, yeah. So,
that's me. I was always a fashionista. My dad actually dressed me.
What's going on there? He dressed you in that picture or you did that?
My dad had a heavy influence on my fashion choices, yes. A lot of people would call my dad Metro growing up, which I don't think people say anymore.
All right. Well, thank you. Please promote again.
Yes. Instagram at Hans Dickey, HANSDICKIE.
That's it. You're so funny. Thanks for doing this for real. Thanks for having me. I get a kick out of you. As always, Ryan Sickler on all social media. We'll talk to you all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages. Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.